USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal court reinstated a nationwide injunction on Monday against President Trump's rule that denied asylum to anyone who passed through another country en route to the United States. The administration's policy would force migrants to apply for asylum in the first country they arrive in after fleeing their home country instead of passing through Mexico into the United States and then requesting asylum. President Trump presents the Medal of Valor to several members of law enforcement while also honoring some civilian heroes from the recent mass murders in El Paso, Texas and Dayton, Ohio. The president says there's no doubt these people helped save lives.
To every one of the heroes we recognize today, thank you and God bless you all. Thank you very much.
In all, 5 civilians from Texas and 6 police officers from Ohio were recognized at the White House. President Trump is in North Carolina holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
States are launching antitrust probes against Google and Facebook. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Top state law enforcement officials from across the nation are formally launching antitrust probes into Facebook and Alphabet's Google starting this week, further pressuring tech giants already under federal scrutiny over whether their online dominance stifles competition. The first probe is led by New York and includes 7 other states and the District of Columbia. It focuses on Facebook. The second, announced by Texas, expected to include up to 40 other states. The Facebook probe will look into whether the company endangered consumer data, reduced the quality of consumer choices, or increased the price of advertising. With Google, the states plan to focus their probes on the way the search giant amasses data and maintains its dominance, especially in advertising.
The Dow closed up 38 points on Monday to end the day at 26,836. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Motorists across the country are enjoying lower gasoline prices, influenced by the optimism of the trade war between the United States and China coming to an end soon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us it's 8 straight weeks of declining prices at the pump.
Average gas prices in the last week fell just a penny per gallon, with the national average falling to $2.56, its 8th consecutive weekly decline.
DeHaan also says
average gas prices now stand 11 cents lower than 1 month ago and 29 cents lower than last year.
In entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs down the top movies over the weekend.
Coming in number one, It, Chapter 2, at $91 million. Angel Has Fallen drops down to number 2 with $6 million. The Good Boys is at number 3 with $5.4 million. Disney's remake of The Lion King is at number 4 with $4 million. Number 5, The Overcomer at $3.8 million. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw at number 6 with $3.7 million. The Peanut Butter Falcon is at number 7 with $2.3 million. Tying it, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, coming in at number 8, $2.3 million. At number 9, Ready or Not, bringing in $2.2 million. And Dora and the Lost City of Gold at number 10, with $2.1 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.